Hey everybody, and welcome to Dad's Grind, and welcome to the Fire Grind, Dad tape your podcast.
I'm sorry, it's just been a long week, I'm so tired.
On the show, we have, Brokeback Reaper.
Hey guys, what's going on? Sorry, I was like 17. I'm an energy drink. I'm just trying to get this through the strike. Yeah, strike. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Broke. Rocker, what's up?
What's up, Rocker?
Hold on.
Rocker's good. He's just walking into a wall.
Let me just have a sip of Red Bull. Alright, I'm gonna wake up a little bit. Alright. Oh, that's awesome, Rocker. And we have our guest today. I'd like to introduce Sentinel Bennett and Dad.
Hey. Nowhere close.
Hey, guys. What's happening? Welcome to the fire team.
Handsome Dragon was right. You guys are fucking idiots. Yep. Idiots.
Yep.
Totally.
Only slightly.
Yeah. Except all the way. But yeah, fucking idiots. Yep.
Thanks.
No problem. That's what we're here for.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. You are listening to Dad Tales Podcast, and we're fucking exhausted.
Oh yeah!
This week we have with us Baroque Reaper. What's up, Baroque?
Same old, except a lot more playing and a lot less sleeping.
We have the Law Dog. What's up, Law Dog?
What's going on, everybody? Have you grinded your iron? Is your iron still rising?
I need like a nice, like, what do they get, like a salve, like a nice like a nice gel to put on my iron because it's a little raw. We have NFG Rocker Dude. What's happening, Rocker?
Oh, not too much. My iron's about to be rusted. You know, all this grinding has rusted me out. But yeah.
And we have a couple guests today. We have with us Sentinel Dad. What's happening, man?
What's up, brother man?
Nothing much. And we have Bennett from the Sundowners.
Hey, how's it going?
My galler is horned.
Hey. It's so nice. Gala horny.
Exactly.
I see what you did there, because gala horn. Horny. Right. Gotcha.
Keep up.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us,
thanks
brother.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves? And about your clan, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on here in the future for our involvement with your clan.
Sure, absolutely. I'm Sentinel Dad. I'm one of the admins for the Sundowners gaming community. We're also a large clan as well. I'm typical douchebag early 30-year-old who plays video games way too much. I think I have a family, but I know I play a lot of Destiny. And we're just glad to be here and looking forward to this rising our iron some more.
Awesome. How about you, Bennett?
I'm 37. This week I did not have a family. They all knew that when Rise Iron dropped, this is what I'm handling this week. Other than that, it's just Destiny's pretty much everything that I play. I get into a few other games every once in a while, but I always come back to Destiny every time.
Yeah, I hear you. We always try and break out a little bit. You know, I think we all have our things that we break off and do. I know Stu and I are talking about getting Forza Horizon. I love the Forza games, and so does he.
I might be on that bandwagon too.
Yeah, it looks awesome. and what else? What else were we thinking about playing? Maybe like some Titanfall-ish stuff like that. But for the most part, like all we do is play Destiny, just like you guys. So.
Destiny has them super magnets, you know, that just kind of pull you back in.
Yeah, I did the Titanfall beta, and actually, I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you guys, the Sundowners are primarily a PlayStation clan, correct?
Correct.
Correct. That's the only presence that we have. We got a few clan members that have both, but we don't have an actual Sundowners presence on Xbox.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So our clan right now, I mean, we use Discord for our chatting, which is just done beautiful for us to be able to communicate rather than having PlayStation messages.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah. We're up to 99 members, clan tag members. And then in our Discord community, we're up to 130 Discord community members that run pickup groups and just ask for help. And we have 13 raid groups that raid once a week. They're a set group of six people that all run together. And it's a great community. It's grown a lot. I joined the Sundowners with Jeeves, the founder, last October.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's been incredible with what's going on.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell us a little about what's going on with the charity stream.
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of hit like a lull in Destiny after the around the time of the April update. And so we were trying to figure something out to really kind of have something for our clan to really get behind up and just really something for us to rally around. And we're Ben, I can tell you we're, like you said, we've got about 130 community members. I'd say about 97% of them, they were dads and moms with families. That was the whole reason behind creating our whole clan and our whole community was, you know, if you got to go make a bottle in the middle of a strike or a raid, no worries, go take care of your family. So we decided to partner with the Extra Life campaign, and so all the proceeds for all the money that we're raising is going to benefit children's hospitals. And since we're primarily a Canadian and American clan, we decided to split that into two, and so we're raising money for the Stollery Children's Hospital in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, which is a big children's hospital network in the southeast of the United States.
I'm familiar with it. I've actually done some work in the Children's Hospital in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I happen to live in the Atlanta area, as well as another eight or nine of our members do.
Nice. I have to get in touch with you next time I'm down there.
One of them, like when I joined the clan, it was Huzzah, one of the other admins. He found out I lived in the Atlanta area, and he's like, "Oh, you live near Atlanta?" I'm like, "Yeah, I live, one of the suburbs." And he goes, "Oh, which one?" I was like, "All right, creepy, but yeah, I guess I'll tell you what it is." He lives in the same town. He lives 3 miles away from me. We pass each other. I pass his house on the way to the office every single day.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it's just funny. So then now I've, I had other friends, and like two of my clients are actually in the clan as well now.
Oh my gosh, that's
hilarious. Yeah, and so I mean, like, I think in a 30-mile radius, we have like 9 people that just happen to be that are actually in our clan now. So it's really neat.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But anyways,
that's not us.
Yeah, no, we're all spread out all over the place. Yeah. I mean, the closest ones together are probably Boost and Lissam and I.
Yeah. Yeah, and in our clan, I mean, we're in every time zone in the U.S. and Canada, and we also have a few Brits that are in Southwest England as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I mean, but anyway, so those are two hospitals we decided to raise money for. And so, and the date that we're going to have we're going to do a 24-hour stream. We're going to be streaming the old raids, the new raid, the original raid, Heichi, our old school raid champion. He's going to be doing a one-man Crotozan raid.
That's awesome.
We're going to have a PvP block. We're going to do the new raid. And you guys were gracious enough to accept our offer to help with this.
Absolutely.
Which is phenomenal. I mean, so one of the things that we love about the Destiny community is that how ready people are to help. I mean, you just saw, you know, a month ago with the St. Jude's charity, went over $500,000. It's crazy. Yeah, it's insane.
It is pretty nuts. Yep. Yeah. Or I guess last weekend they had, Destiny Reset did Fight the Flood.
Yep.
And they went past their goal too. It was amazing.
Yeah, I was chatting with Aaron Knight, and we were trying to help them promote it as much as we can, just like you guys were, and kicking the bolts, and everyone was, and it's just phenomenal. But you guys are helping us out, Fireborn Radio, Jay Alex and Raph are going to be helping us out with it, Kick Bolt and Handsome Dragon for kicking the bolts.
Oh, those guys.
Those douchebags. Yeah,
that's awesome. Those guys are awesome.
Planet Destiny, X-Ray over at Destiny Ghost Stories is, and talking to Aaron Knight and the guys over at Derp Fam are going to be helping us out. And,
sweet.
In case they hear this, pineapple absolutely on pizza. But yeah, no. So that's just kind of, we just really want something for everyone to get behind of, and we're all dads and moms. So I mean, it just makes sense to do what we can for kids. And Bennett can confirm this. We had like 5 or 6 of our members that all had kids recently in the last month and a half, Bennett. Something like that's crazy. Yep. One of them,
and we got a couple more that are due anytime.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. And one of them in particular, his child was born 9 weeks early. He was born at 31 weeks. And, he's going to be in the hospital until November. He's breathing on his own now. Still taking in fluids and nourishment through an IV. But, I mean, like, the charity that we're doing is exactly for that. It's for people like him and his son, who name him Alex. This charity, if you turn into our stream on November the 5th of this year, I mean, that if you got $5 or $50, whatever you got, I mean, skip the $37 cup of coffee on Friday and put tune into us on Saturday, throw in $5. The other $32, you keep that for your gaming fund. That's for you. You hold on to that, you know, I mean, and then that $5 is, you know, so baby Alex can walk, talk, breathe, swim, become the damn president of the United States if he has to be. You know, I mean, that's what this is about. This is about kids. It's not about Destiny. It's not about gaming. It's not about Sundowners. Nothing. This is for kids. This is something that we want to do, and we've been trying to. I mean, we've been planning this for months, and so you know, we're about a little bit over a month away, and so we're really excited to see what we can do and help kids as best we can.
Yeah, it should be an awesome time, and you know, we've been kind of living that lifestyle. That gaming lifestyle for a long time in our former group, and now have kind of carried on and started our own thing as well. We try and live by those same rules. You know what I mean? It's like, if you got something to do that's more important than this game, and you know, family first, and that's always the number one rule. So, and I know we're absolutely super excited about bringing our special brand of moronic gameplay to your we're really gonna drag the stream down for probably about an hour on Saturday night.
It was that last 2 weeks before the Moments of Triumph and ended. I swear every other Discord message was from Lawdog. Lord, hey man, I just need one fragment.
Yeah,
when he got that 50th fragment, I swear there was like a digital climax that the whole Western world
felt. Did he Gjallarhorn all over the place?
Yeah, buddy. Oh,
so, how has everybody's week been so far with Rise of Iron? Everybody have a good experience thus far. I mean, speaking for myself. I love everything about it, except, you know, I'm not exactly thrilled with the 3-day grind to get into the raid. I wish we would have had, a week, I think would have been good. The three day thing is just, it was rough, you know, to try and do that. When I want to sit down, I want to enjoy it. I want to play through it and figure things out. I mean, by like after the first or second day, I was getting rewards. And I was like, where, like, skeleton key? Like, how did I get that? Like, why am I getting any? You know, where's this coming from? How did I even get that medallion? Like, you know, I've I don't know, have no idea what was going on. I was just like, gotta get light level, gotta get high level.
When I completed the story mission and got the sword, I didn't even realize that I got the sword. Because I was such in a rush to be able to get done with it all and be able to start doing strikes to grind. And then, of course, this week with the heroic strikes, of course, it's got to be Arc Burn and Juggler, which made it even worse then to be able to find a group of people that wanted to grind heroic strikes when that's the rolls on the heroic strikes that week.
Yeah. Poor Law Dog. It's just, I know he's just sitting there shaking, just jonesing to play. How you doing, buddy?
Brutal. I'm all right. I'm just sitting over here moping because I don't know anything about the raid or...
Jeez. Well, I feel like that's how I felt back with Taken King, because Taken King came out and I was so gung-ho, and then I had to go on a work trip, and so I go on the work trip, I bring my Xbox with me, I'm all ready to play, and I got fucking pneumonia. And I'm like freezing, you know, I'm sweating with chills in like some hotel in Albany somewhere. I have no idea where the hell I was. I had to drive home like 6 hours. I kept like rolling the window down, rolling the window up, turning the heat on, turning the heat off. I get home, I had like, you know, 105 degree temperature, and then completely missed out on all of Taken King for probably about a week and a half. And everybody was all like, you know, all doing their own thing, and I guess that's probably how Stu feels right now, that now that he's in Mexico and we're all tweeting like, oh, it's so awesome. And he's probably sitting there like, I love my family. I want to play Rise of Iron.
Yeah.
He's trying to tether off of his cell phone with no dice, no luck.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
So I think I probably hear from him more.
Yeah, now that he's on vacation.
Yeah, I know. He's like posting pictures of his toes like he's some 18-year-old in Cabo San Lucas.
And here's the thing, since he's gone, by the time he gets back and finally gets caught up to everybody else, it's going to be another week before he even gets to be able to get in and see anything, really.
Stu, I'm holding the character back just for you. We could level up, buddy. Although, really, all I have to do is infuse all the stuff I've been saving.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did for my second character already, getting ready for the being able to run it twice, even if I can't complete the raid yet.
Oh my gosh, y'all stop it.
So what has been everybody's favorite part so far? I mean, I know we're joking about the grind and everything, but the game is beautiful. The gameplay is really cool. I know there's a few kinks that they still need to work out with some things. But for the most part, what have you guys enjoyed the most so far this week?
I haven't really had as much of a chance to play, so I don't really have much to chip in here.
So just logging on.
Yeah, logging on has been fantastic. Yeah, I will say today that that I haven't done I haven't done a lot, but at the Iron Temple, people were trying to get that SIVA cluster that's up at the top. Just a dozen people fall off that cliff every 5 seconds dying. Was freaking hilarious.
It's been great.
I haven't done it yet.
I got the medallion, but I haven't
gone up to the top yet. I haven't had time. Yeah. I've been doing other shit.
You'll be one of those guys falling.
They did a phenomenal job with the artwork when you're up there and you look down across the temple and you can see the whole city and everything. It is awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
With me, with the best part, I just like how they changed the landscape on the patrols. I mean, just going through and, you know, riding your Gallowing around and being able to look at everything, how it's changed from the old to the new and everything is just phenomenal. The amount of time that they spent changing the landscape.
Mm-hmm. And the plague lands, I mean, they're huge.
Yes.
And I didn't realize that it was like a big loop until today. Today I got my Gjallarhorn, and I think that mission, just the whole thing was great. I won't spoil it for anybody. I know we did spoilers on the last podcast, but I think maybe we'll try and keep it a little spoiler free this time, especially with stuff like that. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I'm so happy to get it back again, and I was so happy to learn that I didn't have to infuse that. For whatever reason, I was thinking I had to infuse my Gjallarhorn into my Iron Gjallarhorn. And then when I finally got it, the other one, I was like, okay, well, I have all these engrams. I'll just throw it into this thing. And so now I have both, which is cool because I kind of like just having my old school Gjallarhorn. So,
I was all worried that I wouldn't be able to if I dismantled my Iron Gjallarhorn, that I wouldn't be able to get it back.
Yeah,
because it was so exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to do the pre-order, and then I was just randomly looking at the exotic wall, and they are both in there.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I was just like you. I actually was like, I got to keep this because I don't want to dismantle it and be like, damn it.
Well, I figured with the regular one, I'd be able to buy it. So I took the regular one and just immediately infused it into my iron one because I'm like, I don't need both. And then it'll immediately be leveled up. And I'm like, and I know I'm not getting rid of the iron one because I don't think I'll be able to get it back. And then I randomly saw that it is on the wall. So
in the book, and I don't know if this isn't a spoiler. If you're playing Destiny, you know what's in the fucking Moments of Triumph book. But it says there's four exotic quests. So far we have Kvastov. I love it. Gjallarhorn, mm-hmm. Thorn, and do we know what the fourth one is yet? Has that even come out?
It's a PlayStation exclusive one, you know. So that's over here on Xbox. Damn it!
That's all right. Lawdog, we can still get it.
Shut up.
We'll just keep hitting up the Sundowners. Because I'm pretty sure everybody in our clan is all Xbox so far.
Yeah.
Got a PlayStation one. We got a place for you.
You got it.
I'm considering it. So I can go buy like the collection and I get the whole game for $60. So you know.
Yeah, but I feel like when I look at that book and I mean I'm not that far in it. But it was pretty cool though to play like two matches of Supremacy, and I think I filled in a lot of things on the PvP side of it, so that was pretty cool. But I mean, we got a whole nother year to fill this thing out, you know, and people are already completing, you know, not completing it, but you know, completing it as much as they can. So just take your time. I got
44% done on mine.
Jesus, I think I'm at 4%.
Rocker, what are you at?
I haven't really had enough time to.
Yeah, one step away from getting that sweet emblem, rank 12 emblem.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Right now, I was grinding the strikes, the 20 strikes. I was trying to grind that. I think I'm up to like 11. They're so boring.
The heroic ones aren't counting for that, which was kind of weird.
I was very mad when I saw that. Like, I started doing them, and like, oh yeah, I did like four, and then going, they don't count. Nope. Damn it!
Yeah. I'm hoping that maybe that's just an issue that they didn't count it up. But
I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna save the strikes for my hunter, I think, because I'm gonna need those strikes anyway for my my future War Cult exotic quest, which I finally fucking got the week before Rise of Iron. So
nice.
I'm gonna save that one.
Except those are heroics that have to be done, and
so they won't count. Damn it!
So you can either work on your exotic
foiled again, cloak,
but or I'm you excited. Can work on the book.
I'm excited to get Thorn. Like, I feel like I just want to go do like a ton of bounties and hand them in all at once.
I've tried that; it hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Bungie RNG really, really hates me, and Sentinel Dad can confess to that.
They you pissed someone off. I don't know how, but you did.
I hear people that were getting like blues decrypting into exotic. I have not yet, none. And with all the blues that drop now, which is just insane, I have not got a single one to decrypt into an exotic.
Neither have I. Don't feel bad.
The clan has.
Yeah, I think I've had one.
Don't feel bad, bro. I'm not that guy. I just decrypted like 30 blues. You know what I got? One legendary and a whole lot of 340 gear.
30 blues.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the only new exotic I got were the Thagomizers, the Titan Arms, which are badass. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah, I just got the Dune Marchers.
What's that?
Yeah, I got the Dune Marchers, the boots for the Titan.
I got those. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Which is, does the extra sprint and tighter turn radius and faster movement when aiming.
Oh, it's so
right, tight. Right.
Oh, my turn radius is so tight. Oh,
yeah, the Frosties have that same thing, pretty much. Increases sprint speed and then tighter turn radius. Those things are cool though, because as soon as you start walking or running, they start to freeze up because you have like these tubes that go down your pants. It's like infusing them with nitrogen or something. I don't know. But
with those boots
and it won't freeze up.
Ida And if you have the sprint lock artifact.
Oh, yeah.
That's so fast. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
I'll have to try this. I haven't gotten any exotics. I ran out of strange coins till the other day. All right, cool. Well, it sounds like everybody has had a great week in Old Destiny here.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. So let's move on to... Guardian's Choice.
Yay! You need to get something for that, seriously.
This is my new...
the new music.
Guardian's Choice. How's that?
There you go.
No?
That'll work.
Okay, cool.
The East German judge gives that a 3.
So, this week's Guardian's Choice comes to friend of the show, Kikaha 2577. And so, Kik writes, would you rather spend the weekend with Commandos of Valor? You know, the world war with the Cabal. Would you rather spend the weekend with Zavala and the Speaker at a Sweet Lodge retreat at an all-male nudist colony, or sit down with your wife and heiress and try to explain how you see your relationship working out with the both of them now that you're both together?
My wife and heiress, 100%.
I don't know. I mean, like, I wonder what... I wonder what Zavala's got going on down there, right? Is it just me?
Well, he's already got that little voice thing on his head. You know, you want to make sure it's not, you
and,
know.
And does the Speaker, does he just walk around like nude, just with the mask on?
He's got a mask on his penis, too, covering that part.
The Traveler lay silent, but he used to speak to me.
This is the Little Traveler.
The Little Traveler.
I didn't get that whole heiress thing. Talk about how your relationship's going to work with them.
Yeah, it's just like you're in a three-way now with you, mm-hmm. with your heiress and your wife.
She's got three eyes. There's three of us. You know.
Interesting. But you just have to sit down.
She allows me to wear my heiress mask while we're together, so it makes it all better.
Well, the good thing is that she could see in the dark in your house in case there's an intruder.
There's an intruder. There's fingertips. On my mind, someone's breaking into the house.
Wonder if anybody.
Hold on, Guardian, and she'll transport you somewhere else. That's as far as I can take you.
Yeah, to the kitchen. Sorry, powers are depleted.
For me, I think I might have to go. I mean, as tempting as the Speaker and Zavala at the nudist colony sounds, I'm gonna have to go with Eris because I gotta tell you, she's. It's kind of doing it for me, guys. I don't know what it is.
I did see a fan fiction thing with her without the little, you know, bandana thing. And I'm like, if that's really? What she really looks like, yeah, I mean, you know.
If she's
and I might need her to do that transporting thing when I try and have that conversation with my wife of the new relationship. My wife can be like, this is like, okay, transporters, baby.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if she's, like, willing to, like, pull her eyeballs out and put somebody else's eyeballs in, which I don't know how that works. I don't think that is science. I'm pretty sure you can't drill a hole in your forehead and stick an eye in it and it's going to work. But she did it. So I'm going to have to go with her. And I think my wife is going to be, she would be down with it because she's pretty resourceful, right? And, you know, plus she's got a rocking bod.
Don't lie, Justin. You just keep her in a pit and be like, hey, you came from the darkness. Just hide down here. My wife will never know.
Just put her in the basement.
No, nobody puts my baby in a corner. All right. So, heiress for me, Broke. You're heiress?
I'm going to go with heiress.
All right.
Even though that's a dangerous tactic right there, but I think it's a little easier to explain away than, yes, I was out at the, you know, all-nude beach with my two bros.
Me and my,
and all the other bros that are there.
It's about to be like, me and my buddies here will take a couple more Mai Tais.
Although, you know, you are kind of curious on what the Speaker is rocking under them cloaks. Like, you know?
Yeah, it's like, he could be like, you know, like Peter North underneath there. You don't know. I don't know.
He could be a thrall for all
maybe it'll speak to you.
Dude, I don't need that kind of pressure.
Yeah, I go Eris as well.
All right. How about you, fellas?
Eris. Yeah.
All right.
No dog for me. I'm good.
Law Dog, are you there? Law Dog, is there a robot in the room?
We got jokes.
There he is.
I thought he was going to say, my wife is listening, so I'm going to pick the speaker in Zavala.
I actually missed the question. I apologize. I just came back on.
I know. I'm just kidding. So our question was, this was Guardian's choice, and you just made it for the end because I was trying to save you for last because I know you said you had to hop off for a minute. Would you rather spend – I mean, I could just answer this for you if you want. Law Dog says Zavala in the speaker. All right. So moving on to – no, I'm just kidding. would you rather spend the weekend with Zavala and the speaker at a sweat lodge retreat at an all-male nudist colony, or sit down with your wife and heiress and try to explain how you see your relationship working with the both of them now that you're in a three-way marriage?
Oh, man.
I know, right?
Dude, he's just going to lawyer his way out of it with his wife. Don't lie.
No, I think I'm going to go with heiress and my wife.
Yeah.
Now that I'm in a three-way marriage... Yeah, you know, I'm kind of into the whole blindfold thing.
That's what I was saying, right?
I mean...
So, basically what I'm hearing is you're all going to take the heiress Morn, you know, choice, and then move out to here to Utah so, you know, you don't stand out too much?
Exactly. Heading that way.
Yeah, because, you know, you get heiress. You get his heiress in the bedroom, and then you're gonna rank up your XP pretty quick, if you know what I'm saying.
This isn't Guardian. I think you do. See, this comes up to the question, you know, Eris Morn, freak in the sheets or dead wood?
Oh, dude, she's total freak in the sheets.
Are you kidding me?
I feel the fingers on my mind.
That's what I said, right? She's been down in a tunnel on the moon for, like, who the fuck knows how long.
Yeah, see, I'll give her my rep package. It'll be all good. She's not a man.
Do you have some worm spore for her?
I do. I got plenty of worm.
Nailed
spore.
It.
Worm spore all over her face.
Oh, not.
That's why he's been grinding her so much.
That's why she needs three eyes.
You make me so horny. You make me an exploder thrall.
It's all downhill from here.
It really is. All right.
That's the end of the show.
All right. That's Guardian's choice for you guys.
To be fair, it was downhill before Bennett and I came on. I'm just saying.
You've got a point there.
True that. We just gave you all the extra kick.
Scapegoats.
We can't wait to feel that Sundowners bump in the numbers, guys.
If it's a bump down.
Yeah. Okay. So... Dad's Dowager this week. Let's talk about a prank that you've done in your formative years that either went really, really well or really, really wrong. So who wants to start first? Law Dog?
I've got a couple. Yeah, one's kind of boring. It was just on a friend where we
let's hear did the boring
whole,
one.
We did the whole so chocolate, well. The chocolate laxative.
We're not
and
doing
sandwich.
A show here. Come on,
chocolate laxative and what?
It was like, you know, the little chocolate pieces that have no flavors or supposedly, I don't know, put it in a sandwich. Gas shits all over the place. the other one was out of pure hatred. When I was in basic training, this guy kind of screwed a couple of us over and wrote us up, and so we were on a fire watch that night. So we went through and got into his locker and like rearranged all of his underwear. And like one guy even went so far as to like take some chocolate and like rub it on his underwear.
Oh god!
You know, everything's supposed to be like just picture perfect for an inspection. We actually had a blue rope inspection the next day.
Oh my gosh!
And he couldn't do anything because, I mean, there's no excuse because he can't complain, say somebody did it, because they'd be like, well, why the hell?
Why'd you let him do it?
Why'd you let him do it?
Yeah.
So he got tore up. He actually got removed as the leader of our basic training class. He was a peon like the rest of us after that.
Someone comes in, they're like, did you order the code red? Yeah. God damn right I did.
No, apparently they ordered a code brown for him.
Classic law dog.
You can't handle the truth.
Can't handle my chocolate covered underwear. Oh my god. That reminds me. Something. The other day my son, he learned his lesson of never trust a fart.
Oh no. Did he gamble in news?
He did. Like, it was in the morning too. And he comes into our room and he's like walking like a sumo wrestler. And he's like, he thinks it's the funniest thing, and he does it for our 2 year old because, you know, they both think that farts are like the funniest thing in the world. And so he must have tried to like rip a big one. And luckily he wears like boxer briefs, so he comes in like walking like a sumo. He's like, I farted and I pooped myself. And I was like, all right, buddy, let's get in the shower and let's take care of this. I had to tell my daughter, like, you go down and get me a plastic, get me a gallon
freezer bag.
Yeah, get me a gallon freezer bag so I can throw these things away and then hose him off in the shower. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, sorry. I just thought that was funny. I was like, see, buddy? I was like, can't just go pushing them out like that. You got to know what's behind it. Trust me. Oh. I'm bringing years of experience here. All right. How about you, Bennett?
Mine? I'll go back to high school. So as probably most high schools do when you go to homecoming, one of the things to do is usually TP your school. So we probably had 100, 150 kids out in front of. We had a big school. It was really old, built in like the 1910s or something. It was really huge. So it had a big front yard with a lot of trees. So we had like 150 people all there just throwing toilet paper all over the place, all over these trees. And somebody thought it'd be a good idea to light one. And it
did
spread.
You burn down your school?
We didn't burn down the school, but every tree in the front got burned down. All of them. It spread from tree to tree. There was probably like all the fire trucks within a 100-mile radius were there. I mean, it was crazy. The whole entire school, they canceled homecoming because of it for us. Like, they didn't even let the football team go and play the homecoming game.
Nice job, just, guys.
Oh, nice man. Job. And the whole next year, they had cops there all night so that we couldn't TP the next year.
They installed fire retardant trees all around the campus.
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy.
You know, they actually had at Auburn, University of Auburn, they were playing a, you know, every time they win a game, they go out and they roll this, like, famous joint? Oak, this, yeah, that too. They rolled the this famous oak tree in the town square. It's called Toomer's Corner, and they went and rolled it, and apparently somebody inadvertently caught one of the pieces of toilet paper on fire and ended up burning the whole oak down this past weekend. So,
oh my gosh, that stinks.
Yeah,
good lord,
it happens.
It's one of those, hey, it'll be funny, it'll go up real quick. Everybody knows toilet paper burns quick. Yeah, but it's attached to something else that burns.
One bad apple. Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
How about you, Baroque?
I don't think I can, like, top these. I mean, I didn't try and burn down my school or, you know. I don't even think I have anything that bad.
Ever rub chocolate in underwear?
Was it when you wore gigantic Juggalo jeans? Is that a prank that we're trying to play on everybody?
Yes, that was definitely. Oh my gosh, you're gonna like bring that up every week now. Yeah, come back to me. I'm still thinking on something good. Probably not gonna have one, but come back to me.
All right. How about you, Sentinel?
I have one that went really awful. I'm excited to share it with you.
Well, that's all we have time for today, guys.
No, it was actually mine. Was when I was in the service as well. I was actually in A school in my job training, and it's just like, I mean, when you're in the service, every unit you're in, there's always just one dick. He's just a dick.
One?
At least one one dick. But he was just an absolute jerk to everyone. And so we're like, we just tried to fuck with him here and there. And me and one of the other guys in our class, we went and we just put a bunch of sugar like all over his meal. I think it was like beef Merlot or something terrible. It was just sugar all over it. But we didn't grab the sugar. We grabbed the salt. And no, it was literally like a mound of it, like underneath the actual meal. And he ate that shit up. And we didn't know he had hypertension.
Great. Yeah. He gave the guy a fucking heart attack.
Basically, he actually had like a mini stroke. So he was in the hospital.
My God.
He was in the hospital for like 2 weeks or so, something like that. We kind of felt bad afterwards. And then when he came back, he was a dick again. They're like, eh, it's fine.
See, like I said, I don't think I can compete with this. I didn't try and kill anybody on accident. I didn't try and burn out of school.
Brooke, it's not a competition. It's just holy crap. It's just a campfire. Rocker, how about you, buddy?
I don't know if it's really a prank, and I've told you guys this before. I don't think it was on the podcast, though. But 1 year, was it eighth grade? I spent the year there in Mexico and was hanging out with two guys who were kind of really bad influences. So during recess, we locked the classroom door, and they stole like everybody's like lunch money and whatever other possessions from like people's backpacks because they just leave them in the classroom. And yeah, since I was with them, I got busted too, and I almost got expelled.
I mean, that's more like robbery than pranks.
So I started. I'm not sure if it's really a prank. But.
And we know the truth. When you said they, there was some air quotes involved in that. Come on.
Allegedly. Never steal money.
No, see, Rocker was smart. He did it like mafia style. I was like, hey, guys, go steal the money and bring me some. You know?
No, I didn't take any money, but yeah, they took it very seriously. And after that, my rep kind of turned sour. A lot of people didn't
all
like
the chicks. So.
Yeah, I bet the they bad did. Boy.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'll give you a little bit more time, Baroque. I don't know. I love pulling pranks, and this is why I thought it, because I pulled one on my son the other day, and it was. I pulled so many pranks on them that we actually got on America's Funniest Home Videos. Our video was at the end of last season. I went up. This isn't the one, but. But I went up in his room and I told my wife, like, send Dylan up. So I got in his bed and I hid there and I pulled the covers over myself and I pulled out my phone. Originally wasn't going to film it. And then I was like, hi, I'll definitely film this. And he comes up and he's like going through his drawers right next to his bed. And I pop out and I scare him and he gets so scared that he like literally falls over. And, and so that was it. And I got a call one day and it was like, hey, this is blah, blah, blah from America's Funniest Home Videos. And I was like, holy shit. So he got on there. But so I love pulling pranks on people. One of my two of my favorites, one, I had a roommate and his name was Troy. And I always like fucking with him. And so me and my buddy Travis were hanging out and Troy brought this girl over and he was like, you know, Mr. Ladies Man. And he was we slept in the same room together. So he was with this girl in the room, with me. And so my buddy Travis and I in the morning decided to take a dirty magazine. And when I say dirty, I mean, it's probably like really filthy, like Club or like Beaver or like something awful like that, where they had all these, it was like half the magazine was nude women. And then the other half was just advertisements for 1-900 numbers. So we took one of the pictures of this woman, let's just say, talking into a microphone, a male microphone. And so we cut their head out and we put it on his dashboard of his car. So when he got up in the morning to take the girl home, he got in the car. Here's like this woman doing karaoke on the dashboard. But a more innocent one than that is in high school. Me and a buddy of mine, we went around the neighborhood and we stole all the garden gnomes. And we put him in my friend's garage, and we left notes saying that, sorry we had to leave, Santa was short help for Christmas on all their on all their houses. And then in the spring, we returned all of them and put them back the way they were. And so that was a couple. All right, wow. Bro. Anything?
Well, I had like one that failed horribly when I was in middle school. Then I have one like that I think is just funny now when I think back on it. But like the one in middle school, I actually got a teacher to write me a note that I was, you know, being sent home with detention because I tried to throw my chair at him. It didn't work at all because my parents went, yeah, no, they would have called us on that, you know. But and I'm like, yeah, but, you know, and it wasn't like they didn't think it was possible I could throw a chair at a teacher. It was more they just didn't believe it because they didn't get a phone call. Which I think is even funnier. But the other one was in high school, I had a friend who he started it, but you know, I definitely ended it. He started off, he's like, hey man, you want this soda? I'm sure. He took a can of soda that he drank and then he filled it with barbecue sauce. So, you know,
thus Baroque Reaper was born. Barbecue Reaper.
Yeah, so I drank that and went, oh, that's that you bastard. So later on, you know, he's like, hey man, you wanna get can you refill this while you're up? And I'm like, yeah. Filled his cup with half Dr. Pepper, half light Italian dressing because, you know, I was concerned about his health. And I thought he saw it.
I thought you were going to say, and half diet Dr. Pepper.
No.
Burn on him.
Light Italian dressing because that was back when, you know, and it was light Italian dressing from the Carl's Jr. salad bar. So, you know, it was the highest quality.
Classy.
Right. Oh, it was super classy. But yeah, I have to give it. He drank it because, I mean, he was thirsty. He took a big swig and then he just set it down and went, touche, and then just walked off. Oh, that's funny. Never tried to prank me again, though.
See, Baroque, you had one after all.
Yeah, but he wasn't burning down the school or, you know, causing a stroke.
Well, I did say pranks. I didn't say, like, you know, arson or attempted murder.
robbery.
Yeah, those are just different stories.
That's where our pranks come into always. That's why we don't do them.
Law Dog, where do we stand on this episode? Is this legally binding to anything? Are we good?
Oh no, statute of limitations should run on everything.
All right, good. Thank you. That's the official DTP legal counsel. Awesome.
We've got a couple of lawyers and sundowners. We'll take care of it.
Oh.
All right, so. Cool. Well, I guess that brings us to Gamer Tag of the Week. All right, we had a pretty good one. Broke, what was that gamer tag?
So playing Crucible, there's nothing like being killed by a dude named Hershey Squirts 04. So, you know.
Hershey Squirts.
Isn't that what Law Dog did in basic training?
Yeah, it is.
Fits in perfectly with the show. Oh, that's so
funny. Maybe it's that guy. He's just been scored for life.
He'll start calling he's him, like, hey, Hershey Squirts. And he's like, yes, sir.
I know. He's just like sitting in his room like what's his name from Pet Detective. Laces out. Laces out. Hershey Squirts. Well, Hershey Squirts 04. GG's wherever you are.
GG's.
Well, I think that's going to do it for the show this week, guys. Sentinel Dad, Bennett, thanks so much for coming on. And yep. we're really looking forward to being a part of the stream. And so I know that Rocker's going to be streaming that. We got to think of something really good. Maybe we'll do some private matches and do some really stupid stuff for whatever it is. It's going to be dumb and it's going to be us because we're idiots and that's what we do.
So regular night. Cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, I appreciate the help that the Sundowners have given to me. You know, right before Rise of Iron came out, you guys were awesome. There was, you know, dozen or so people every night willing to jump on and help me out. And I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I want to thank you guys too, because, you know, pretty early on, you guys reached out to us and really liked the podcast, and we're like throwing our lines back at us, you know, buffing the sparrow. And you guys have really, really supported us in the Discord and everything, and we really appreciate it. And thanks so much.
Actually, when Haechi in my raid group, he always streams it, and when we were doing King's Fall, every time we get to that secret chest. Right before you get the sisters, there's always one or two guys that has a problem with jumping, so we just sit on that chest and we all collectively buff the sparrow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool for, you know, to hear from some people that were enjoying what we did, especially that early on. We were like, oh my god, we fucking blow. It's like, guys, like, people are actually listening. So
Well, you've advertised, like, yo, if you got an itch for this, you know, listen to our old episodes, except episode 3.
Yeah, except episode 3. That sucks. So cool. Do you guys want to give out your information? Sentinel, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. You can reach me on Twitter. It's at SentinelDad. There's an extra D on the end. Well, because I got extra D.
Yeah, always need that extra D, baby.
You can reach our clan at Sundowner Gaming, because the extra S is too much for Twitter. You can reach us at sundownersgaming.com. We have our own site on there. There's some info on there for our stream as well. And if you're looking for a good community or a good clan, you can reach us on there. There's a little application tool on there. We're just, like we said earlier, we're just a good group of dads and moms that just like to play video games and know our families.
You have a very active Discord, because when I log in, I notice that I have like 3,000 messages.
It's insane. That's how you can reach us. You can reach me on PSN. It's just at SentinelDad. I'm always up for anything Destiny or Battlefield. I'm always down for it.
Awesome. How about you, Bennett?
Yeah, obviously Sentinel Dad already gave all the clan information. So with me on PlayStation, I'm just Bennett D7 with one T. Reach out to me anytime. And again, with our Discord or helping out or anything like that, basically if anybody puts in an application, we run with them once or twice just to kind of weed out the ones that, again, because we're a family-oriented clan, we don't want anybody that's coming in just specifically to get something out of it, or somebody that's completely rude and doesn't respect the other players. So we run with them a couple times just to make sure they fit well. And then we get them into Discord. Again, our Discord's 130 members. We always got pickup groups plus our normal raid groups. Law, you hit on it perfectly. There's always people on willing to help and run different stuff and different levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if they're already plenty past what you need to do, there's plenty of people that will that always are helpful. Yep. So it goes good. We got a good clan going, and we always love helping the community out. And we're just glad to see. We appreciate you guys and all the other podcasts that are helping out with our charity stream, and it makes us want to do even more for the community as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was actually one more thing. We want to say thanks a lot. He hooked us up, and my Raid Group 7, we got to help follow plays with on his PlayStation account, so we can get some get a sister's checkpoint for the Moments of Triumph. That was a lot of fun.
That's great. Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Fallout's he's awesome. He's the best. And and Rocker, write down that we need to start having people fill out applications.
Okay. Applications. Interviews too?
Yeah, and interview
background process. Checks?
Okay. Yeah. Three stage interview. First it's gonna be a phoner. Second one is gonna be in chat. And we have to
video Skype.
First one's a boner.
A phoner than a boner? Or boner than a phoner.
A faboner. And faboner. Then we have to run with them for like a week straight.
Non-stop.
Yeah. The grind is real.
If they can take that, then you're fucking in.
That's right. If you can handle us, you might have a spot.
We need to make it super, super hard. That way everybody will want to be in it. That's what she said.
If we can't get you to rage quit, then you can fit in her.
All right. Law Duck, how about you, buddy?
You can reach me on Twitter at NTO Gaming. I'm LawDog25 on Xbox, and I am Mr._Lex_Canis on PSN.
Sweet. Baroque.
I think, you know, our classification for the thing is if you cannot yell bullcrap with enough gusto, can't be part of the group.
Exactly. You gotta feel it. It's gotta come from
your toes.
Your taint. I mean, you know.
but I'm Baroque Reaper everywhere you can find me out on the interwebs.
Awesome. Rocker.
I am NFG Rocker Dude on Twitch, Twitter, basically anything out there.
Everywhere.
Got TwitchCon coming up, so I'll probably start using Periscope a little bit.
Sweet. I was periscoping last night from Xfinity Live in downtown Philadelphia.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not downtown Philadelphia, but it was like we walked outside to go for the valet to get our car, and it was like Fast and the Furious out there with these like crazy looking, I don't know if they're motorcycles or cars. They had like three wheels on them and the neon all over the fucking place, but
they're probably T-Rexes and they're technically a motorcycle.
I don't know what it was. Two seats, you sit in it. But yeah, it was like they were light.
Two wheels in the front.
If there's two in the front and the back,
it was nuts.
They're called a T-Rex. They're technically a motorcycle, but really? What's cool is they fall under half the classifications for a car, so you don't need a motorcycle license to drive them.
Cool.
You don't have to have a helmet. I mean, it's cool.
But periscoping is awesome. I was periscoping on the inside because Xfinity is basically this – where all the stadiums are at in Philadelphia, there is this place that has like, I don't know, a ton of bars and restaurants in it. And we were at this one, and it had it was called the PBR Bar and Grill, and they have a mechanical bull, and they have these girls that are in like leather chaps and thongs on, and they just stand and dance, and I'm like, I'm in there with like my wife and our friends, like what are we doing? Like, like I'm ready for bed. It's 9:30, and here we are like watching bull riding and some chicken chaps right next to me. I was like, I turned to my buddy, I was like, I definitely know what I don't want my daughter to be when she grows up.
You're like, no,
but at the same time, I was periscoping, trying to figure out, like, how am I going to record this so I can save it for later? But
honey, I'm just getting this for the podcast to show the guys on it.
But periscoping is cool. I look forward to that. It was really awesome. So I can't wait to see it. You can follow us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. If you want to send us an email, dadstalespodcast@gmail.com. I am at JC Jesse on Twitter. JC Jesse 1 on PlayStation and Xbox One. And that's going to do it for us for this week.
Please leave us a review on the iTunes or any of the other podcast places that you go. We would appreciate it.
We love reviews.
Yeah. And make sure you leave your gamer tag or PSN, and you'll be entered to win an Xbox or a PlayStation.
Absolutely, yeah. Just leave like a gamer tag or Twitter something at the bottom of your review. And so from now until the end of October, and we're probably going to hit this a little bit more next podcast. But if you start doing that now, at the end of October, we are going to pick a winner to give away an Xbox gift card. And I think maybe something else, maybe another little surprise there. So we'll let you know that. So please just give us a review on iTunes or anywhere you listen to the podcast. That always helps. We definitely really appreciate it, even if it's, hey, you guys blow. But you can say that, but just still leave 5 stars. anyway, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Be excellent to each other, everybody.